'Tis that time of year when visitors to the Neck abound. They come for so many reasons, like history buffs who come to walk the very same paths used by so many of our nation's founders and patriots, maybe explore the town where the American Revolution was actually hatched, the vineyards, ancient plantation homes, 100-year-old taverns, the waters, of course, the bay, the rivers, or coming upon one of the hundreds of creeks hidden far from sight. One of those creeks is, I think, pretty special. Not so much for its rippling charm. That describes most of the Neck's creeks. It's the visitors that make it unique. And it's Indian Creek. And on one part of it sits Camp Kikoka. Its official name, Alexandria Police Boys Camp, Inc., owned by the officers of the Alexandria Police Department, and that name, of course, gives away part of the story. Yes, the visitors are youngsters, originally just boys. Today, boys and girls, white, black, and brown from all over the area and Alexandria. The notion for the camp dates back to 1936, when a couple of police officers wanted to create a summer haven for Alexandria youngsters. The war intervened, and it wasn't until 1946 that land, 97 acres on Indian Creek, was bought. The camp was run by the police officers in their off-duty time. Hundreds of Alexandria boys, for the first time in their lives, crabbed and fished and, well, enjoyed. In 2005 began a new era when the Alexandria Police formed a partnership with the Peninsula Metropolitan YMCA, and it's not hard to understand what prompted that happy decision, since the YMCA opened America's first known summer camp program in 1885. And the new Northern Neck Family Y was an up-and-running and a viable force in the community. The new partnership called for a new name, Camp Kikoka, Indian for the center where all good things happen. And today, good things continue to happen, not just for boys from Alexandria, but for hundreds of youngsters, and they're enjoying all manner of water sports in the creek, and there's a pool, recreation hall, archery, and of course, campfires. The Alexandria Police have made one stipulation, and that's that 50% of the campers continue to be from Alexandria. Beside the resident camping, Kikoka is now the site for community events, from yoga retreats to music festivals for folks of all ages. Threading through everything that happens at the camp, the Y's mission, as expressed by the camp director, Cassie Lichty. We give young people the tools to build character, form friendships, and develop leadership skills in a caring and nurturing atmosphere. Camp Kikoka and the Northern Neck, each in its own way, the center where all good things happen. This is Thea Marshall.